Our show is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
The First United Methodist Church podcast is recorded live every week at 4832 Tahunga Avenue in North Hollywood, California. Thank you for downloading.
Good morning. I'll be reading from Psalms 82. God has taken his place in the divine council. In the midst of the gods, he holds judgment. How long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked? Give justice to the weak and the fatherless. Maintain the right of the afflicted and the destitute. Rescue the weak and the needy. Deliver them from the hand of the wicked. They have neither knowledge nor understanding. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken. I say you are gods, sons of the Most High, all of you. Nevertheless, you shall die like men and fall like any prince. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for to thee belong all the nations. May the Lord add his blessing for the reading of his holy word.
Pray with me, if you will. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come with the fire and burn. Come with the rain and cleanse. Come with the wind and breathe. Come with the light and reveal. Convict us, convert us, consecrate us. Blame and call us with your care and concern, O God, until we do something. Amen. Psalm 82 is an interesting psalm for a variety of reasons, not the least of which is it combines several genres. It has an inflection of wisdom literature. It has an indictment of the gods, small g, and it also has that plea for justice for the poor and the weak. So it has a variety of implications. The other thing that's significant is it has a musical direction about halfway through. Not all psalms and not all Bibles have this in it, but it's called a Selah, S-E-L-A-H. And the reason it's there is probably to cue instrumental or vocal music to be with the psalm. Psalms come in all shapes and sizes. Psalm 119 is 176 verses long. 117 is 2. Most of us know at least some or part of the 23rd Psalm, but it's clearly the most popular of the Psalms, but 122, Psalm 90, 127 are among other really popular psalms. The notion of cueing music should be very common to us. We watch commercials, we watch movies, we watch television. There's always music in the background. Music has a profound impact on us. Even when normal things are going on, we can be distracted. When Patty was dealing with the children and about being afraid, I had to flip in the back of my hymnal to hymn 601 and look at the Amy Grant Michael Smith tune. Thy word is a lamp. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. When I feel afraid, I think I've lost my way, still you're there right beside me. And nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. These things prompt us all the time. I remember years and years ago, two women late of this congregation, born the same year, a couple of months apart, came out. One said to me, "Where did you find that song? I hate it. It's far too new. The lyrics were written by Lesbia Jackson, I think." And I can look that up. And how? Lesbia Lesbia Scott and John H. Hopkins, Jr. The words were written by Mrs. Scott to help her children understand the Bible, and Hopkins put them to music in 1940, which, you know, to some, that's, I guess, too new. And here's what just the first line. I sing a song to the saints of God, patient and brave and true, who toiled and fought and lived and died for us, the Lord they loved and knew. For us and the Lord they loved and knew. And one was a doctor, and one was a queen, and one was a shepherd, shepherdess on the green. They were all of them saints of God, and I mean God helping to be one too. Well, the first woman said, that's far too new, far too troubling. The second one, same age, said, where did you get that song? That's such a lovely, lovely piece. And so it is. We sang a new song today that strangely is tied to the anthem. Where is it? I had it. Right in my head, and then it fell out. The Carlton Young song and Brian Wren song. Carlton Young contributed on another piece of music this morning. The point being that some of this stuff seems new to us and troubling and difficult, but music is a part of all of our existence in terms of how we approach life and move. I know that you all have songs from your youth. I refer to songs from time to time from growing up, and when I forget to cite them, somebody will come out and either they've looked it up on their smartphone or they ask me, don't say that piece of music without saying who authored it or who sung it, because it throws us off. I know that we all have favorite hymns. There are times, I've said this, especially at the holidays, at Christmas and Easter, I swear I can be transported back and be 4 or 5 years old, standing on a pew between my parents and hearing them sing. That's the power of music. It is part of our life. And what the psalmist is singing, presenting here, is how part of our life has to be tied up in the lives of others, because we don't live in a vacuum. We have this existence, and we have a responsibility. We set the second Sunday of each month aside or protein to give to the needy. But the fact is, hungry people need protein every day, not just the second Sunday. So let us not let that keep us from bringing protein for folks. The other thing about music is it gets in our head and we can't get it out. There is a silly commercial from my upbringing I don't even know whether the corporation is still in existence, but it was Stanley Chevrolet. And everywhere we went with my parents in the car, this jingle would come on, and I'm not going to sing it because I would be singing it for a week and a half. But it's Stanley, Stanley, Stanley Chevrolet, 2 blocks off the Santa Ana Freeway, 11980. East Firestone, Stanley Chevrolet. Now, why can't I remember geometry or algebra? But I can remember that. Well, it has something to do with the catechetical effort that is going on in being besieged by music while you're in a captive area. Psalm 82 is the same thing. That notion of having God, the Word of God, be in you and with you, remembering it. A little more than a year ago, Norman and Patty Kelsey took Sue and I to what was ostensibly to be one of Glenn Kimball's final concerts. He had earlier in the year announced that he has Alzheimer's and was going to end, if not with the Hollywood Bowl, one or two after that. Well, he wound up doing at least another 2 or 3 months. And there was an interesting element at play in this. All of his children, I believe all of them, were on stage with him. His daughter was the leader of the band. Not surprisingly, his children are gifted singers and musicians. Not because they're schooled, but because as his uncle from Arkansas taught him to play the guitar, I assume he taught his children. But we noted that he would finish a song and he thought the concert was over because everybody applauded. And his daughter would lean in and remind him that they had another tune. And he would become excited. And then they would start to play. And occasionally it would become apparent because there was a screen projecting his image. And if you don't know, it's worth Googling him and looking up. Really great guitarist. But every now and then he'd get confused and he'd turn down the volume. And then a couple of seconds or half a minute, he'd remember and his hands would start working again. He played all of those things that made both he and Jimmy Webb very wealthy. All of those wonderful, wonderful songs. And then he played some stuff from his album. I think it's called Ghost in the Mirror. And it's eerie because it talks, without being specific, it talks about losing that part of your memory. These kinds of things happen to us, that music has a spiritual effect. You can remember what music was around when you met the love of your life. You can remember your parents singing. Even if it annoyed you then, you'd certainly pay a lot to hear them now if they're gone. I remember hearing the late Luther Vandross singing about his father dancing with his mother and not being able to get to the curb quickly enough because the song made me cry. And not because it was sad, it was just so lovely and touching, and I remembered my father dancing with my mother. The Word of God has that kind of power. It can stir things within us. It can remind us of who we are and what we're about as people of faith. I don't know whether it was 1978 or 1979 that I took one of my last classes from Rabbi Morton Bierman at California State University in Fullerton. But it was on the Psalms. And it was set in an odd place because it was a large room and there was a grand piano. And in addition to having a couple of PhDs and a couple of masters and having been a decorated war veteran as a chaplain in World War II, he was a really accomplished piano player. And sometimes he would end class by talking about a piece of music and then just playing. And it was just moving. Well, he started reading one of the Psalms, and he read it in Hebrew. And those of us who were paying attention noticed that about halfway through, he began to cry. He never broke cadence. He just continued to read. And afterwards, one of us was brave enough, and it wasn't me. He was a big guy and had played football. Somebody asked him, "What was that about, Dr. Fearman?" And he said, "My grandmother was what we in modern parlance would probably say functionally illiterate, but she knew that psalm by heart. And every time I read it, I hear her voice, not mine. And the reason the tears come is I remember the love of my grandmother and the power in her hands and in her heart. And how could I not have a tear? What is the music that cues your life? It could be rock and roll, it could be jazz, it could be opera, it could be anything. But it ought to move you to some sense of gratitude for this creation we have, a holy hope we have in our midst, because God is not through with you or me. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the North Hollywood First United Methodist Church Sermon Podcast, delivered by Dr. Joey McDonald. For more information, please check out nohomethodistchurch.com or find us on Facebook and Twitter under NohoFUMC.